It's Monday night and time to talk football. Welcome to the High School Football Report, presented by Cass Birch Automotive. Now, here's your host, Chris Beckham.
And tonight, with a special High School Football Report Winnersville edition as we kick off the 2017 football season, we are broadcasting live from the Chick-fil-A on St. Augustine Road, and this is the High School Football Report presented by our friends at Cass Birch Automotive, usually inside the Citizens Community Bank studios, but tonight on location at Chick-fil-A, kicking off the week in a grand way. We've got a lot to talk about tonight. The beginning of football season is a mere 4 days away here in Titletown and in most places, 3 days away in some places, and we've got a lot to go over tonight. But the most important thing is we want you to come see us. We're here at Chick-fil-A. We've got giveaways. We got the cows. Of course, we got great chicken from Chick-fil-A. We appreciate our great new sponsors of the Football Friday Night Show, our great friends at Chick-fil-A. So come on by and see us throughout the next hour, kicking off football right. The cows will give you a hug. We've got, I assume they will. Don't harass them. But if you're nice to them, they'll give you a hug. We got plenty of giveaways here and lots of football to talk about. We're going to be telling you about, all course, the Winnersville Classic this Friday night. Lots to do with that, both on the field, what we think might happen, and also a lot of activities off the field. Also, other games starting off the 2017 season as well, and lots of other scrimmage action from last weekend. We're going to tell you more about that. We got some preseason rankings. Also, Monty Long, the voice of the Valdosta Wildcats, will be joining us a little bit later on to give us his insight on this 2017 edition of the Winnersville Classic, kicking off in 4 days. The entire town of Valdosta is abuzz, and all of South Georgia is getting ready for football, no matter where you are. A lot of games that we're going to be talking about over the next hour. So come on by and see us. We have giveaways. You don't have to register. You don't have to answer a trivia question. You just got to come by, and we'll put something in your hands to get you ready for football season. And while you're here, grab a great dinner from our friends at Chick-fil-A. We're going to take a quick break and come right back. We're going to be talking to April Brule from Chick-fil-A about a lot of stuff going on. So stay tuned, and thanks for listening on this Monday night to the High School Football Report, brought to you by Cass Birch Automotive. And we'll be back with more right after this.
And now, more of the High School Football Report, presented by Cass Birch Automotive. Here's Chris Beckham.
And we are back live at the Chick-fil-A on St. Augustine Road with a special edition of the High School Football Report on this Monday night, brought to you by our great friends at Cass Birch Automotive, and also the fine folks at Citizens Community Bank, Peaceway Counseling and Mediation Services. We are here at Chick-fil-A. Who wants to cook on a Monday? Nobody. Nobody wants to cook on a Monday. Come to Chick-fil-A. Come bring the kids. Bring the family. Got plenty of prizes. All you have to do is stop by, say hello. We'll put a sticker. We got some cows. We got the football clappers, a beach ball, the American flags, all kind of stuff. Just stop by, see us, say hello. Grab a goodie on your way here, and we'll set you up for football season, including the Chick-fil-A, my personal favorite, the Chick-fil-A Eye Black, that I have personally seen modeled by Chick-fil-A marketing director April Brule, who joins us now. April, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
It's Winnersville week. I'm fantastic.
I'm so excited.
There's
so
a lot going on.
There is. You know, it's really hard for me because I went to Lowndes.
Yes.
But now with Chick-fil-A, I do a lot with Valdosta, and so I kind of have to wear one of each on Friday.
You're going to be all, you don't know where you are.
I know.
On Friday.
Every year.
It's going to be great. And, of course, so again, come on by. We've got prizes. Again, the cows are here. Stop by and say hello. And, again, the reason we're here at Chick-fil-A is because they're our new partner on the Football Friday Night Show, which we're going to kick off on this station and others this coming Friday at 6 o'clock, 15 straight weeks. Biggest high school football scoreboard show in the world, and we are, again, thrilled to have Chick-fil-A as a part of it.
We are super excited. Football's always been a big thing for Chick-fil-A, you know, on a corporate level with the kickoff game, which is going to be a huge game this year. And then the what used to be the Peach Bowl is turned into the Chick-fil-A playoff game. So that's, and Chick-fil-A has always loved football, and so we bring it to a more local level, and each store usually has their own team that they work with on a regular basis. We do a lot. The North Valdosta store does a lot with Valdosta High, and we let St. Augustine, you know, since they're a football's throw from, you know, Lowndes High, we let them stick to Lowndes High, and so we're super excited and looking forward to what this week brings and then the rest of the season.
Before we get started with everything on Friday night, I want to mention to you Friday morning, get your Wintersville Friday started the right way. Again, the Chick-fil-A challenge, the charity challenge, I should say, at Chick-fil-A. Now, April, you guys are going to be doing this both here at the St. Augustine location, also on Inner Perimeter Road. We're going to have all of our stations out there, all the Black Crow Media stations there on Friday morning, and it's going to be a lot of, it'll be a little trash talking, which is to be expected.
As usual.
Wintersville week, exactly. But the big winner is going to be Hungry at Home.
Yep, we're super excited. Hungry at Home is always a special place in my heart, and so I'm super excited that Black Crow picked them again this year. And so bring it, show your support by donating to Lounge's Bucket or Varas's Bucket, and we'll see who comes out on top.
Absolutely, and again, the stakes are even higher this year. The winner will get a drone for their school.
For their school. That is super exciting.
That's unbelievable. So, again, come on. That's 6:30 to 8:30 this Friday. Again, come to either location. Again, there's going to be all kind of stuff going on all week long as part of Wintersville Week. And that's all going to be happening Friday morning. So whatever side of town you're on, whatever team you root for, there's a Chick-fil-A home for you right here in that Austin.
Yep. We'll take either one.
That's right. We'll take either one, exactly. So, but, again, just a lot going on. It is a crazy time. But as somebody who went to school here, I think you would agree that it is a cool week because, you know, everybody roots for their team on Friday night, but it is kind of a highlight of the entire community and in a very positive way, and that's something I know Chick-fil-A does every day of the year.
Yep. We're super excited. I love seeing all the kids and their little outfits they dress up for during Spirit Week, and love seeing their jerseys on Friday as well. The little cheerleaders and, you know, everything from the kids all the way up.
Exactly. So it's going to be a lot of fun this Friday. Again, started off Friday morning at Chick-fil-A at both locations, and then end up with us Friday night if you are going to be tailgating for Wintersville at Martin Stadium, and I know that you will. That's probably going to get started about 3:30 when they start letting them get in there and park and start tailgating. We'll have our pregame show, what we call our pregame show. We start at 6. Of course, kickoff will be at 8 o'clock, and then we'll get you on the way home as well with all the results and all the other games. We're going to talk more about that in just a minute. But, again, come on out now. Get your picture. I tell you, get your picture made. As the beautiful Tammy Eunice is doing right now with both cows, and post it to our Facebook page. We'll blast it out to everybody. So come on down now and do that. Get your picture made, grab a goodie, and we got a table full of them. So why don't you come on by here today? April, as always, we appreciate it. It's going to be a fun week.
Thank you. We're looking forward to it.
We're going to take another break. We're going to come back and talk more about the history of the Wintersville Classic. Well, we'll also tell you about other games going to be happening this first high school Friday and Thursday and Saturday. Corky Kell Classic with the Moultrie, the Cockle County Packers this weekend. We'll tell you the entire schedule right after this. Come by and see us. Chick-fil-A at North St. Augustine Road. Stop by and see us, and we'll be back right after this.
And now, more of the High School Football Report, presented by Cass Birch Automotive. Here's Chris Beckham.
Taking a break from sipping my watermelon lemonade, which is fantastic. Here at Chick-fil-A on St. Augustine Road, broadcasting live as part of the High School Football Report, brought to you by our friends at Cass Birch Automotive. For one night and one night only, stepping away from the Citizens Community Bank Studio. And we appreciate those folks, as always, for partnering here with us on Monday nights. High School Football Report, we're doing it live from Chick-fil-A as part of the Wintersville Week. The countdown to kickoff is now upon us. Of course, we had scrimmages the last couple of weeks. And now we're ready for the regular season to get underway all across South Georgia. We do want to remind you, you can follow us on Twitter at HSF Report on Twitter, and also on our Facebook page at The High School Football Report. And also make sure that you follow us on Twitter on our Friday night show, which is SOGA Football at Twitter. That's where the magnificent Megan Barwick will be posting scores Friday night, live as they come in. Bryce Johnson will be joining us in studio as well for the 14th year of the biggest high school football scoreboard show in the world. And if you go to our Facebook page today, you will see our first slate of 10 games that we will be picking as part of our picks this coming Friday night. We're going to run those down as well as all of our other games coming up this Friday. First of all, the season actually begins for real on Thursday. The Corky Kell Kickoff Classic has four games set for Thursday, two of them involving our South Georgia teams. Excuse me, two games on Thursday, both involving our South Georgia teams. This will be played at Mercer University in Macon, 5:15 kickoff. Dean Fabrizio's Lee County Trojans will be taking on Mary Persons. And then at 8:15, Houston County will take on Jones County. both Lee County, Houston County, in Region 1-6A. So that lost to Wildcat fans, Coffee Trojan fans, and the Northside Warner Robins fans will be interested in the outcome of those games. Then on Friday, you get serious with a wide-open slate of football. Start off, of course, the Wintersville Classic, 8 o'clock kickoff at Martin Stadium between the Wildcats and the Vikings. Tift County gets started early on Friday. They'll be at the Irk Russell Classic at Paulson Stadium at Georgia Southern. Tift County will be taking on South Effingham. Also in that battle up at Georgia Southern, Coffee will take on Effingham County. Tift County plays at 5 p.m. Coffee will have the nightcap at 8 o'clock. Also in Region 1-7A, Camden County, new coach Bob Spire. They'll get started. They'll take on Oak Leaf from Florida. They're from Orange Park, Florida, just outside of Jacksonville. Region 1-6A, of course, Valdosta taking on Lowndes. Coffee taking on Effingham. Northside Warner Robins, a big rivalry game that they have. Not big as the Wintersville Classic, but it's big nonetheless up there. Northside will be at Warner Robins. Also, other games in South Georgia. Thomas County Central will be at Worth County. Cairo will take on Thomasville, the battle for the syrup pitcher. That will be at the newly refurbished Veterans Memorial Stadium on Thomasville High's campus. And that new stadium in that new field turf looks fantastic. Brooks County will be at Cook High School. Crisp County will be at Dooley County. Doherty at Turner County. McIntosh County Academy will be at Brantley. Berrien will open the season over in Osceola at Irwin County. Fitzgerald will go up to Hapeville Charter. Also, Taylor County at Terrell County. And Fellowship Christian will be at Atkinson County. Clinch County at Bleckley County. In GISA action, the Valwood Valiants will hit the road after a tough loss to open the season over in Alabama against Otauga. They'll be at Memorial Day. Brookwood will be at Terrell Academy. Westfield will be at Southland. Southwest Georgia will be at Northside Methodist. Westwood will be at Windsor, and Georgia Christian came within a hair's breadth of winning their opener last weekend. They will be at Osceola Christian. Now, the Corky Kell Kickoff Classic will also have two games Friday night. These will be played at what used to be Turner Field. It's now Georgia State's stadium, South Forsyth versus Roswell at 5:30, Buford versus Hillgrove at 8:30. And we'll probably give you some updates on the Friday night show with those. And then the full day of games up at Georgia State Stadium on Saturday starts off at 9 a.m. with Kell versus Tucker, 11:45 Archer versus Brookwood. The one that we want to know about will be the 2:45 kickoff, the Cockwood County Packers taking on Norcross. And again, when you have a game scheduled back-to-back-to-back, we're saying 2:45-ish. It could be pushed back a little bit. We'll have to wait and see. Overtimes and long games, that kind of thing. To round out, 5:45 scheduled start for Mill Creek versus McEachern, and then North Gwinnett will take on Walton at 8:45. So that is the opening season of high school football. Again, we'll be covering all of this coming up Friday night on the Scoreboard Show. A lot of great games. Weather forecast right now is your typical August weather forecast. It may or may not rain. It will be very hot. We don't mind the rain, but we have had some history of lightning games and things like that. We hope that that is not the case coming Friday. We hope it's good weather for the Wintersville Classic, again, which is, I think, one of the greatest rivalries in all of the country when it comes to football. This will be coming up this Friday night. Now, it depends on if you call them all Wintersville Classics. Some have been playoff games, some regular season games. We all know how that works. However, the two teams have met 55 times over the years. Valdosta leads the series, 37 wins, 18 wins for the Lowndes Vikings. Valdosta has won the last three of these games, 38-13 last year at Baseball-Hyder Stadium, 17-7 at Lowndes in 2015, and then 13-10 at Baseball-Hyder back in 2014. What you've seen over the last several years, with the exception of last year, which was a blowout in favor of the eventual state champion Wildcats, close games and low-scoring defensive games, 17-7. 13-10, 3-0. Lowndes won back in, that was in 2013. 17-14, Lowndes winner in 2012. Always just a touchdown here, a field goal there. Very few blowouts in the great and long history of this series. And you would expect, being the first game of the season, defenses usually a little bit ahead of the offenses, that that's what you would see in the first game of the season. However, last year was not the case. 38-13, Valdosta got things rolling, really, especially in the second half. Ended up running away for a win. It is a little bit different now on two instances because this is not a region game. The two teams are now in different classifications, so there's not that added pressure to it. However, being the first game of the year does add a different spectacle to it, add a little more pressure, I think. So we'll see. Of course, both teams had their scrimmages this past Friday night. Both were on the road. Valdosta went over to Cairo and won decisively 30-0. We'll talk to Monty Long, who was there at West Thomas Stadium in Cairo, about that coming up. But a big decisive win for Valdosta. Lounge went on the road to Bainbridge, Georgia, and defeated the Bainbridge Bearcats. Now, the final scoreboard said 14-9. It was 14-0 when the starters came out of the game, and then Bainbridge scored some late. So a very impressive showing against a good Bainbridge team last Friday night over in Bainbridge. Some other scores and scrimmages from last Friday night. America Sumter defeated Worth County 48-6. Worth County opens up against Thomas County Central this Friday night. And, again, that'll be the first official game for Ben Simmons, the new head coach of the Worth County Rams. Clinch County defeated Brantley County 34-13. And thanks to my good friend Lynn Robbins for some of these statistics. Now, I know it's just a scrimmage. We don't put too much into it, but listen to these numbers. Clinch County had 740 yards of offense, 461 in three varsity quarters. The JV held up their end of the bargain. They added the ball for one quarter, had the ball offensively for 6 minutes, and put up 279 yards of offense. They're pretty good. They're pretty good. The Clinch County Panthers, to nobody's surprise, are for real. Fitzgerald lost a shootout in their scrimmage against Burke County. Burke County winning 42-33. Tucker Pruitt will be, of course, head coach of the Fitzgerald Purple Hurricane as they go to Hapeville Charter this weekend. James Graham, the great quarterback for the Purple Hurricane and being recruited by everyone, mainly as a defensive back. But he showed in this Tucker Pruitt offense he could throw it around a little bit. 340 yards passing for James Graham, although our Burke County did outscore them in a shootout. Lee County defeated Cook 41-2. Lee County and Dean Fabrizio, a lot of talent back in Leesburg. We'll see what they look like on Thursday night. Thomasville defeated Pelham 30-13 when the starters were in there. Pelham scored, I think, one late. And, of course, Coffee County looked very good in their scrimmage against Coffee. That was held on Thursday night over in Moultrie. And the Packers, who last year, as everybody knows, had a slow start to the season, did not have a slow start in their scrimmage. And, again, it was just a scrimmage, but no slow start for the Packers on Thursday. We'll see how they do on Saturday. Wayne County also ran over Thomas County Central in their scrimmage over in Jessup on Friday night. And it was something like 42-9, it was an absolute blowout. So anyway, those were the scrimmages from last Friday night. As I always say, don't put too much stock in the scrimmages. They're just glorified practices. If your team looked great, that's fantastic. If your team did not, it does not hurt you one iota. It all is for real this Friday night, and that's when we're going to really start keeping up with it. And, of course, we'll be on the air Friday night at 6 to get things started. And our game of the week, surprise, surprise, is the Wintersville Classic, the Valdosta Wildcats versus the Lions High Vikings for the 56th time in the great history of that rivalry, and it should be a good one. I understand that there probably are a couple of tickets left here and there. I was getting stories earlier for people who were early this morning. We know we've had a lot of rain in Valdosta today. Tickets have been selling like crazy. I'm sure somebody will tell us when it is a sellout. And, of course, you can check out ValdostaToday.com and the Facebook page and all that. They'll let you know. But I do know that if you do not get a ticket for the Wintersville Classic, of course, you can listen to us Friday night. We'll tell you all the action. But also, the game will be streaming for a fee for $7.99. And all the details will be up on Facebook and everything. But so if you don't get a chance to get a ticket and watch it live, and you do want to watch it, it will be available on the Internet for $7.99. So there you go. It'll sell out. That is absolutely, I can tell you that. So. All right, so that gets us through what happened last Friday night and also the schedule of games coming up this Friday. And before we go back to high school again, Monty Long will be joining us in a little while. Don't forget, of course, college football is not too far away. Our Valdosta State Blazers opening up against Albany State in a couple of weeks. Of course, we are here at WVGA, your home for the Dogs. The Dogs kick off against Appalachian State. That's going to be on Saturday, whatever that Saturday is, September the 2nd, I believe, 6:30 start. We'll have the pregame for you. Again, proud to be your home for the Dogs again this football season. And Falcons as well. Listen, I'm not saying anything, but last year we got the Falcons and they went to the Super Bowl. I'm just saying. I don't think it's a coincidence. And they're going to do it again this year. The Falcons, they lost their opener in their scrimmage, but however, they're going to come back and play again this Sunday. We'll have all the action for you. Falcon football on WVGA. GA. Again, we are broadcasting live at Chick-fil-A. Come on by. A lot of people here. They're picking up prizes. The cows are here. We got double cow action. So if you want to get a picture with the cows and one's busy, we got two. So come by, get a picture, bring the kids. Got plenty of great stuff to eat as well. So come on by and have dinner on this Monday night right here at the St. Augustine location. Again, with Chick-fil-A. So come on by. We'll be here for the next hour, but until 7 for the next half hour, but they're going to be here all night long. So come on by. I got great goodies. It's football kickoff party. Won't you come by and say hello? And again, it doesn't matter if you are a Viking or if you are a Wildcat or if you are a Trojan or a Hornet or a Rebel or a Valiant or a General or whatever you are. We ask no questions. We come by, high-five the cows, get some prizes, get some great stuff to eat here at the Chick-fil-A location on St. Augustine Road. Again, we'll take a quick break and come right back. And we got more of the High School Football Report brought to you by our friends at Cass Birch Automotive right after this.
And now, more of the High School Football Report, presented by Cass Birch Automotive. Here's Chris Beckham.
Back broadcasting live at the Chick-fil-A on St. Augustine Road on the High School Football Report, brought to you by our friends at Cass Birch Automotive. For one night only, stepping away from the Citizens Community Bank Studios on this rainy Monday night, thanks to our great friends at Cass Birch Automotive. Stop by and see Cass at locations on North Valdosta Road and also in Quitman for the great, great deals they've got going on right now. Monday long, the voice of the Wildcats will be joining us in just a little bit, talk a little bit about the Wintersville Classic, and I'm getting soft in my old age. I just gave away a prize toy to a young lady who's a Gator fan. She did the Gator Chomp right in my face, and I gave her the prize anyway. So that shows anybody can get one. If I gave one to a Gator fan, we'll get one to anybody. So anyway, come on by. I got plenty of prizes. Got the cows are here. Get you something to eat for dinner. Get in football mood on this Wintersville Monday as we begin the countdown to kickoff coming up this Friday night. And one gentleman who is always looking forward to a Wintersville kickoff is the voice of the Valdosta Wildcats, the legend Monty Long, joins me tonight. How are you, brother?
I'm doing great, Chris. How are y'all?
Good to see you.
Good to see you. That's what you call a long drive and jump in out of the car and jump in here. Yeah.
Right on it. And dapperly dressed, as always.
Well, thank you very much.
Just for winners.
Clean up,
right?
Clean up okay every now and then. Right.
Of course, Monty will be calling the action on our one of our sister stations, 95.7 The Mix, this coming Friday night, the Wintersville Classic. I was just talking, Monty, about the history of this series and the fact that Valdosta has a, 37-18 lead in the series, but it's won the last three. Been on quite a run here the last couple of years, two under Rance Gillespie, one under Allen Rademacher.
Yeah, you know, it was time, 2011, we had lost seven in a row. And, I have a great story about that season and that ball game. My daughter was a senior cheerleader that year, and all the way back through middle school, she had never seen Valdosta win. So she came to me after her freshman year, after they had beat us, and she was crying on the porch that night. And she goes, "Dad, will we ever beat them?"
Oh, man. And gut punch.
And I said, "Sweetheart, before you graduate, you're going to win that ball game." So her senior year, she was cheering for the Cats on the sidelines, and that's the infamous game where we come from behind there in the last minute or so, and to win the ball game, and I literally had tears in my eyes, at that one because she got to see a win there before she graduated. But yeah, it means so much to this community, and I moved here in 1987. I've never missed one since. Playoff games, regular season games. But it's just a special time, a special game for this community. There's no other game like this. In my opinion.
And I think what we found out last year, Monty, is it doesn't matter if they're not in the same region or classification or the fact that they're playing the first game of the year. That is all a little bit different, but it doesn't matter. It's still Valdosta Lounge. It's still the Wintersville Classic. No matter what time you play it, where you play it, when you play it, it's still big.
This is the 56th one, I guess, coming up. Yep. And this one means just as much as the first one did, and regardless of the situation. And even back in the 80s and 90s when Valdosta was really on a run, I think they won 13 in a row at one point. It still was a competitive, just a game where the community came together and I don't want to use the word hate, but don't like each other for a week, it's so much fun. It's nice to be a part of something like this. And the folks in Warner Robins have something similar with Northside and Warner Robins, and I think they play
Friday night
as well, and there'll be 15,000 to 18,000 in that. So they know what it's like, but I still don't think it's as action-packed and as pressure-packed as this one is.
Well, no doubt. And again, with the results, as I mentioned last year, was an anomaly, 38-13 Wildcats. Before that, 17-7, 13-10, 3-0, 17-14. I mean, it is really strange for this thing to be more than a touchdown either way, and I think that adds to the excitement of it.
Yeah, I think the last blowout in this game was when Lowndes beat us 57-15, and that was back in, what, 05, 06, 07, yep. Somewhere along in there. And that was the last blowout up until last year, if you want to call that a blowout. It wasn't really a blowout, but a win by a larger margin, we'll say, than a, 7 points, 3 points, 6 points, and those kind of. But very competitive, as it always is. And as they say, you can throw the records out.
That's right.
When it comes to this game, because they want it bad, we want it bad, and those kids are going to give their, full heart and soul into this one.
Absolutely. So 2009, by the way, was 57-15. Yeah. They all blend together when you've been to 30 of them, like you said, or whatever it is that you've been to. But a great history between these two teams. It is going to be a lot of fun. Again, ticket sales, they've been going on all day. I know it's obviously going to be a sellout. It's just a matter of when. But it will be pretty soon. Usually by Wednesday is when they sell out of the tickets.
Yeah, I got to get in line tomorrow for my family,
Exactly, and of course you can hear it. We have both ends covered for you. Our friends at the Viking Voice will have the broadcast, the Viking broadcast on 99.5 Kick Country, and of course Monty and your team will have it on the Mix again pregame at 7.
7 o'clock, right.
And then kickoff.
I get to introduce my new color partner is Wade Beal, Dr. Wade Beal. He lives here in Valdosta. He's a administrator, a principal in Eccles County, but of course, a longtime football coach, 20 years as a head coach. He actually was the head coach at Lanier County at one time, Sprayberry High School, Chamblee High School, Mount Dora, Florida. Was an assistant down at Suwannee down there, and he's so he's got a lot of football knowledge. So I'm looking forward to having him kind of tell everybody what's going on. I can't do that job.
I can
tell you what's going on the field. I can give you the play-by-play, but I can't.
To explain it.
It's a different story. Yeah. The formations and the sets. And,
that's right.
Dirk Harrell, there's none better than Dirk, and I'm going to miss Dirk, but I understand why he wants to be away. His sons are juniors on the team this year, and he wants to be down on the field near the action with them. And so we'll look for him back in a couple of years.
Don't blame him a bit. And so, again, that'll be 7 o'clock kickoff on both stations. There's 7 o'clock pregame, 8 o'clock kickoff, of course, at the stadium. Monty, you were in Cairo last Friday night for the Wildcat scrimmage. Very impressive with a 32-0 win. And Cairo is a very good football team, a great program. And you guys came out and must look pretty good.
You don't know what to expect in a preseason scrimmage. And the way I'm working now, I hadn't had a chance to get out to practice but one time, I think. So I didn't know what to expect when I got there. I was very well pleased with what I saw. When you put up 308 yards of offense in three quarters in the varsity action, that says a lot about your offense. Of course, we got a new offensive coordinator in Hunter Spivey. Mm-hmm. He comes from the college ranks, and what a great young man he is, and has a great family, and he's done a great job with his offense. There's some tweaking, some changes from the Tucker Pruitt offense.
Right.
So, but I thought we played well there. Defensively, we didn't tackle well.
Okay.
We missed a lot of tackles. However, we kept them out of the red zone.
Mm-hmm.
They never got into the red zone on us in that three quarters worth of action, nor in the JV game either. But I think we got some work to do there. I'm sure they're doing some tackling drills this week.
Good tackling, buddy.
Yeah, special teams as well. Davis Baldwin hit a 37-yard field goal, I think.
That's good.
We had a couple of miscues, driving, kill some drives, but. Overall, I was well pleased with what I saw, and I think the fan base, and by the way, we traveled well. I was kind of shocked at the amount of people we had in Cairo. Mm-hmm. Probably had more than Cairo fans there. But it was a good night. Good to see. Good to get back and be on that's my only chance of the year to be on the sideline. So
exactly.
I enjoy it down there.
Well, and again, scrimmages, I've said this all the time, they are what they are. It's a glorified practice. But if you're going to go through the trouble of dressing up and going over there, you might as well try to win it. And that's exactly what they did.
Absolutely. So. Minus the paws on the hats.
That's right.
But they'll be on there Friday night.
They will be. Monty Long, the legend, joining us, the voice of the Valdosta Wildcats, of course, talking about the Wintersville Classic. And again, expectations this year, Monty, state championship last year, which I don't think anybody saw coming, as Monty gets a high five from the cow. Come on out, get your picture with him, too, and get some of his giveaways. Monty, if I told you this time last year, Cats were going to be sizing up championship rings, you might have raised an eyebrow because there's so many unknowns with a new coach and all that, and a new classification and everything. But you did it. Is it how tough is it to get a feel for how this team will do this year?
And all I can do is go back to that scrimmage with Cairo last year. They had us down 22-8 or something late in the third quarter. We come back and tie it, and it was oh woe is us. you know, everybody's just going to kill us. You know, but there was something about that team last year that came together, and they were a unit, and I mean that. And I give all the credit in the world to Allen Rodemaker, you know, that. He's got that ability to do that with these kids, and I think, you know, he has that ability to take this unit and mold these young men into guys that want to be champions. Now, is it going to be tough? Absolutely. We got a tough schedule, you know, and we're not as big as we were last year, I don't think, across the front. We've lost seven on both sides of the ball. We got eight starters back, but we got some kids that played last year, so they know what it means to be champions, and that's expected now. Yeah. I mean, I think that's what they expect. You know, for many years, I think in Valdosta, when we got away from winning like we were used to, those kids went out on the field hoping to win.
Yeah.
Now I think Allen Rodemaker has got this bunch. When they walk on the field, they expect to win.
Yeah.
And I think that's the difference maker.
And that's something that is hard to teach and it's hard to instill, but once it's there, you want to build on it. And
right.
That's what the Cats want to do this year.
And you know, and Lowndes, you know, Randy McPherson does a great job
sure.
there. And they're loaded this year. They got
yep.
lots of Division I talent. I mean, really do. No finer athlete than Michael Barrett and a great young man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the Tisdale kid can flat out fly. And you got the big Goss kid at tackle. You know, some great linebackers. They're huge across the front. Our work's cut out for us.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be a battle, no doubt. You know, it's all about who wants it more.
And, you know, one of the great thing I love about Wintersville, one of the great things is that you see players playing for one team who maybe their father played for the other team. And I think about the great linebacker of the Lowndes Vikings, Will Tolbert, who, of course, and his dad, Michael, was a great Wildcat who he lost this past year. And so, you know, for a young man like that, this has got to mean, obviously, he grew up all around that Wildcat tradition we talk about now. He's a great player, and he's going to play on Saturdays. He's a college-level football player
no
and has a lot of offers. But those kind of storylines, you have cousins playing against each other and friends that grew up across the street. I mean, that kind of thing and generational things, that's what builds into makes us such a great
player. Absolutely. And if I'm not mistaken, I think Zacoby McClain and Michael Barrett are related.
Yeah.
I think they are. And of course, you got, you know, Trevor Shaw's son. That plays that punts for Lowndes,
right.
That plays linebacker,
right.
You know, and of course Trevor and his brother Derek were great Wildcats,
yeah.
You know, and national champions,
yeah,
state national
right.
champions.
Yeah.
Fred Stewart, who was our running back in '98,
little bitty Fred,
little you know Fred, he's got a whole lot of more coming, yeah. And his son's a star. I mean, a great
yeah,
player for Lowndes. So
back.
there's a lot of that, you
yeah.
know, that happens over the years, and I'm sure there's probably some kids that play at Valdosta whose parents
absolutely.
You know went to Lowndes. So
yeah.
It's just a special moment, a special day, a special time. And it's exciting. I personally wish it wasn't the first game of the year.
Right.
That's my preference, but it is what it is.
Yep.
And we got to do it. I would rather see it later in the season. I miss the old years ago when it was last game.
I remember that well. That's right.
You know, but this is the way they schedule it. You got to play it.
And we will.
That's right.
Friday night. Monty, if you can hang around a little bit, we're going to take a little bit of a break and come on back. We're going to talk about some of the preseason rankings and all of the classifications, which, by the way, does include the Valdosta Wildcats, and it does include the Lowndes Vikings as well. We're broadcasting live from Chick-fil-A on St. Augustine Road. Plenty of time to come by, grab a goodie. We got the cows, cow dolls or whatever they're called here. What's that? Plush cows. There you go. We got stickers. We got the eye black. All kind of stuff. Stop by and pick up. The beach balls are popular. We got those out here. Come on by. Grab one. The cows, of course, are here. They'll take a picture with you. Just come on by. Matt Hart, see, I thought the Georgia Breeze was going to start walking in here, but they're not here yet. But listen, we got it all. Come on by. Stop by and see us. Get yourself dinner while you're here. We're going to take a break and come right back. Again, you're listening to the High School Football Report presented by our friends at Cass Birch Automotive. We'll have more right after this.
And now, more of the High School Football Report, presented by Cass Birch Automotive. Here's Chris Beckham.
All right, back live here at the Chick-fil-A on St. Augustine Road. Thanks for joining us for the High School Football Report on this special edition, usually broadcasting from the Citizens Community Bank Studios. Tonight, broadcasting live from Chick-fil-A, St. Augustine Road. We got plenty of prizes, got the cows here, got people having dinner. Nobody wants to cook on a Monday. Come by and grab some chicken. It's the right thing to do. And, of course, we are going to be getting it started Friday night, first of 15 weeks, the 14th season of the now Chick-fil-A football Friday night. Bryce Johnson will be here. Megan Barwick, who there have already people showing up, won't Megan be here tonight. And Megan tried to. She was in Atlanta, left at 3, didn't make it in time. time. We didn't want her to speed. Be safe.
Like I did.
That's right. The Magnificent Megan will be in studio on Friday night, and we look forward to having those two back coming up this Friday as we get it all started. So, and we're going to be doing lots of giveaways. Remember, start your Wintersville Friday off the right way with the Chick-fil-A Challenge, all part of the Wintersville Classic. So coming up this Friday morning from 6:30 to 8:30, stop on by the Chick-fil-A over on Inner Perimeter Road. That's for the Valdosta fans. We're 95.7 The Mix. Our sister station will be there along with 107.9 The Beat and Star 105. The St. Augustine Road location where we are tonight will be for Lounge fans. Kicks Country, Hot 102.7, and Rock 106.9. They'll all be here. The volunteers will be taking donations, and the school who wins the most gets a drone for their school.
Wow.
And also, it's all about raising money for Hungry at Home, which is a fantastic charity. So, again, come on by, and that's going to be starting your Wintersville Friday off the right way, 6:30 to 8:30. Get your breakfast and come on by and see the great folks at Chick-fil-A at either location. And if you're Valwood Valiant, you can go to either one of them. It doesn't matter, and help them out. By the way, I messed up earlier on the schedule. I said Valwood's on the road this Friday night. Somebody sent me an erroneous GISA schedule. They are at home at Goddard Field Friday night, 7:30 against Memorial Day. So good luck to Ashley Henderson and the Valwood Valiants in their second game of the year. They lost on Saturday to a very good and big Autauga team over at the Crampton Bowl in Montgomery, Alabama. Real quick, some we're going to get into some of the rankings. The legend Monty Long is joining us, and we're going to do that with him. But real quick, some statistics. These are from the folks over at Bainbridge, of the scrimmage lounge in Bainbridge. Monty, you mentioned Michael Barrett. He had 11 carries Friday night for 86 yards, 7.8 average. Travis Tisdale, 9 carries for 41. They kept it pretty basic on offense, which is not surprising. Michael Barrett passing 9 of 17 for 134 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. And on the receiving end of things for the Vikings, Tavon Kyle, the very dangerous receiver, 5 catches for 65 yards, including a touchdown pass from Barrett. Also, Ramiko Washington, 2 for 45. Travis Tisdale out of the backfield caught 2 passes for 24 yards as well. So, and of course, the scoring, Gary Osby, the big running back, had a 1-yard touchdown run, and then Ashton Musgrove with the kick, and then Tavon Kyle again catching the pass from Michael Barrett. It was 14-0 when the starters were in there, and then they came out and allowed, Bainbridge scored on a 20-yard touchdown pass and a run for 2, so it was actually 14-8. Was the final score. Damian Pierce, the great running back for the Bainbridge Bearcats, he is right now a University of Florida commit, 15 carries for 104 yards total, according to the statisticians at Bainbridge, and he could probably do that just about any night he wants to.
He's a beast, no doubt, and I remember last year I went and watched the Bainbridge Lounge scrimmage, and it was like the week before we did ours, and he had zero blocking and still gained over 100 yards that night. I mean, he's a man child, no doubt, and the Gators are getting something special there.
Yeah, with 7 suspensions, they maybe wish he could be there.
That's right.
In just a few
weeks. He could probably play for them.
That's exactly right. Matt, and before we jump into more rankings, shout out and best wishes to the Nature Boy, Ric Flair, hospitalized today in ICU, and we understand in a medically induced coma, and they've done surgery, and so Nature Boy, we're rooting for you.
Let me tell you something, Chris.
That's
Beckham.
Exactly right.
We're rooting for you.
Custom made from head to toe, so we hope he is doing okay. All right, the GHSF, the Georgia High School Football Daily, does their rankings every year, preseason rankings, kind of like scrimmages. Don't put a lot of stock into them because, especially in high school football, rankings mean absolutely zero because you play your way into it throughout the year. But just to run through them with some of the local teams, in 7A, the Grayson Rams ranked number 1, no surprise whatsoever there.
Right.
Defending state champions with a lot of talent back. Colquitt County Packers ranked 2nd. Now, they were 8-5 last year, so that just because of their record, that surprised me a little bit. I think the reputation of the Packers and Rush Probst probably got them up to 2nd.
And I think they've had a really good summer in 7-on-7, too, won some tournaments. And, of course, it's Rush Probst.
That's right.
You know, they get all kinds of media attention with him, and you know they're going to be good.
Sure, absolutely. Roswell ranked 3rd. The Lowndes Vikings in the preseason ranked 4th, followed by McEacher and Brookwood, Mill Creek, Parkview, Norcross, and Westlake. So I think it's good. Again, Lowndes 10-3 last year. Certainly he made a great run at it, but with a lot coming back, a lot of excitement, as you said, Monty, not surprising to see them ranked among the state's top 5.
No doubt. I'm surprised they're not in the top 2, actually. Yeah. They are loaded this year. They've got a lot of great talent, and I think they're going to give Colquitt a run for their money for this region title in 1-7-8.
Here's where my black and gold friends are not going to be very happy. In Class 6A, the Tucker Tigers, preseason number one, the defending state champion Valdosta Wildcats, ranked number two.
Who figured? Go figure. You know, I guess it's because we lost seven on both sides of the ball, and maybe Tucker's bringing back more than we are.
That. They do.
And they are a talented football team, sure. No doubt. I'm surprised Dalton's not ranked any higher than where they are. They're, what, seventh, I think?
Sixth, yeah.
Sixth, yeah. I figured they'd be in the top five. But they lost a bunch, too. I think their quarterback's back. But, you know, Harrison's up there, I think, this mm-hmm. year because they have a quarterback, Justin Fields, I believe is his name, that everybody in the country's wanting. And they'll be good, you know. And plus, they'll be playing for the man that passed away recently, Bruce Cobley.
Yeah.
You know, the field's named after him, and mm-hmm. he kind of started that program. And so there'll be a lot of folks playing for him up there this year.
Harrison, third, Northside Warner Robins, another one, Region 1-6A opponent, is ranked fourth. Of course, they lost their scrimmages to Peach County.
Yeah, I was kind of shocked at that score, too, because, you know, they're always talented and always very good. Of course, you know, they lose Tobias Oliver going to Georgia Tech.
Yep.
That's a big loss. Yep. I don't know what they've got to follow him, but they've always got athletes and are well-coached.
Probably plenty. Dean Fabrizio's Lee County Trojans ranked fifth. Mentioned Dalton, they're sixth, followed by Mays. The Coffee High Trojans are eighth. 7-6 last year, but everybody respects Robbie Pruitt, and they've got a lot of athletes, always do, in Douglas, followed by Glen Academy and Alpharetta in the top 10.
So in the top 10, it's Coffee, Lee, Valdosta,
everybody
and,
but
and Northside. Everybody but Houston.
Pretty
well,
good.
You know, you lose the Fromm.
Yeah.
You lose Jake Fromm, and then his brother's transferred to Warner Robins.
Yeah, they lost Fromms.
They lost Fromms, lots of Fromms.
And their coach, that's right. Real quick, in 5A, Rome ranked number one, the defending state champions. South Georgia teams ranked in the top 10 in 5A. Ware County is ranked fifth. Thomas County Central is ranked seventh. The Bainbridge Bearcats ranked eighth. Again, 5-6 last year, with Damian Pierce coming back, getting a lot of respect in 5A. In Class 4A, Cartersville ranked number one. Of course, as you know, everybody with the all-star quarterback Trevor Lawrence going to Clemson. And they are an outstanding defending champion, 15-0 last year. Cartersville ranked number one in 4A. Not too many South Georgia teams in 4A. Cairo, however, is ranked ninth. And, again, even though Valdosta beat them 30-0, Monty, I bet you would not be surprised at all if Cairo makes a playoff run.
Oh, yeah. They, you know, and Dvorsny is such a great coach over there. And he and Coach Rodemaker are friends. Dvorsny almost came here as an assistant until he got that job over there, the head job. So he's a really good football coach. You know, he did great things at Griffin. Took him to a state title there at Griffin. So he's got that championship background. He knows what it takes to win championships. And of course, the Syrup Maker folks are, you know, they've always had great programs mm-hmm. over there. And they're hungry to get back and win it all again. They did lose a lot from last year, but they still got a lot of talent.
And got that tradition. You can't put a price on that. In AAA Peach County, we mentioned they beat Northside in a scrimmage Friday night. They're ranked number one in AAA, followed by Greater Atlanta Christian, Calhoun, Cedar Grove, Westminster, Crisp County. You want to talk about talent. Lord have mercy. They got it in Cordele. They're ranked sixth. Followed by Lovett, Liberty County, Pace Academy, and Dawson County. In AA, Benedictine, defending champions, ranked number one. Fitzgerald, ranked number three. And this Friday, they're going to be at Hapeville Charter, who is ranked number two.
Wow.
That's a pretty big matchup, first of the year.
Kind of like Florida State and Alabama there, right off the bat.
Exactly. So that should be a great matchup at Hapeville, which I think is just outside the airport, if
it
I'm
is.
Not mistaken. Yeah.
Near Atlanta, yeah.
Hear the airplanes coming down. A big opener for Tucker Pruitt and the Fitzgerald Purple Hurricane. Other AA teams ranked in the top 10 from this area. Well, let's run through them all. Screven County at 4, followed by Rabun County, Callaway, Pepperell, Maurice Freeman, and the Brooks County Trojans are ranked 8th, followed by Jefferson County and Rockmart. And in single A, we don't care about the private schools, but in public schools, Clinch County Panthers are ranked number one, 11-2 last year, and just with a ton back. Of course, we told you last week that they've already had one commitment. John Mincy, the defensive end, is committed to Arkansas. Also, the Charles McClellan, who is going to start the season at quarterback. He can play running back. He can play linebacker. He is committed to Cincinnati. Tresman Marshall is the biggest recruit they've got as a junior, and he'll have his pick of places to go. So a lot of talent in Clinch County. They're ranked number one. Followed by Macon County, Manchester, Emmanuel County Institute, Taylor County, the Irwin County Indians are sixth. Commerce, followed by McIntosh County Academy is eighth. Turner County is ninth. Lincoln County is number 10.
Clinch County, man, it amazes me. You know, year after year after year, it's just the athletes in Homerville.
Oh, it's amazing.
In the whole county, they're just – and what a great job, you know, they do over there. So it's good for them.
And, you know, I said earlier it was just a scrimmage. Did you hear the numbers I was giving out earlier?
I did.
That's unbelievable. Again, Clinch County beat Brantley 34-13 Friday night. 740 yards in offense. The JV had the ball 6 minutes and went 279 yards. I mean, that's just unbelievable.
Yeah, no, that's something we didn't talk about. I know we got a couple of minutes here. The JV part of the scrimmage last Friday night. I thought Jude Arden, he directed that team really well. We scored a touchdown. He threw a touchdown pass, and we win that one 6-0. I think we missed the extra point. Yeah. But it was I was impressed with the JVs and the way they operated. The defensive front held Cairo to nothing. So it
fantastic.
Was that's good for the future.
Young cats looking good. Right. And Rodemaker has told me that group is pretty special down in the 8th, 9th, 10th grade.
So. Yeah, we've got more freshmen this year than we've ever had. Good. I think maybe up in the 70s. Which is strong.
Absolutely. So, again, it's all going to get started this Friday night. Oh, the Cows are causing trouble. The Cows are causing trouble. They're
it's because of my eye black.
I know.
That's what it is.
The legend's got his eye black on. So, come on by. Listen, the Cows going to be here for a while. You want to get your picture made with them, come on by. We're at the St. Augustine location. Chick-fil-A right here starting off on our high school football report. The Wintersville week. Again, get your tickets if they don't sell out. And if you don't get tickets, the game will stream on the Internet. They're $7.99. Of course, you can hear the broadcast Friday night. With Monty on 95.7 The Mix and the Viking Voice crew on 99.5. Of course, we'll be starting off Friday night, 6 hours of football beginning at 6 p.m. right here on 105.9 and all across South Georgia. And it is going to be a special night. And, Legend, we always appreciate when you take time to stop by, brother.
Well, thank you for having me. You know, it's fun. It's fun to talk football. It's here. You know, I got so excited last Friday night, even though it was a scrimmage game, just to be around it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's my favorite time of the year.
As it should be everybody's. So yeah. That's right.
It's the most wonderful time.
That's right, exactly. Because when it's over, it'll be Christmas time.
That's right.
It works right into it. And again, we really appreciate our friends at Chick-fil-A, everybody here, of course, our friend Charlie Cruz and April and Abby, everybody for having us tonight. And still, people can come by and pick up goodies tonight if they want to, for a little bit. Next couple of minutes, anyway. So come on by, get some goodies. And remember, Friday morning as well, start your morning off with Chick-fil-A. Come on by either location on Inner Perimeter or here on St. Augustine and help out Hungry at Home, which is a fantastic charity. And again, April, thank you so much for having us here tonight. It's been a lot of fun, and we appreciate you guys joining us as well. And again, make sure you join my buddy Steve Nichols with the Morning Drive tomorrow morning. And again, hey, big thanks to my man Chase back at the studio for keeping us on tonight, and Ed for setting us up here at Chick-fil-A, and all the great folks at Black Crow all the time because they help us out all the time. All right, that's going to wrap us up for us. Come on by, have dinner here at Chick-fil-A. We'll see you Friday night on the Chick-fil-A Football Friday night. And until then, this is Chris Beckham. Have a fantastic week.